Okay, Sparsha's Vayakel, Kude, and just for our understanding of what's going on, so we had in Parsha's Truma the detailed explanation and maybe even like instructions given to Moshe Rabbeinu by Hashem as to how to. What they needed to do, what they needed to collect, what materials they needed to collect, what utensils they were going to build in the Mishkan, and the Mishkan construction itself. Okay, that was the instructions given to Moshe. Then, in Parashas Tetzaveh, we have the same idea, just with the instructions about how to make the big day kahuna. Okay, same idea. Instructions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the materials, how to make it, etc., of the big day kahuna. Okay, with that's the rough summary of what happened in Truma and Tetzaveh. We have the parallel to that in our parshas today, this week, Vayakel Pekude. Vayakel is the carrying out of those instructions, the instructions of Truma. And Pekude is the carrying out of the instructions of Tetzaveh. Okay, so Truma is the command and the instructions how to build the Mishkan and all of the utensils. Vayakel is the carrying out of the construction of the utensils and the Mishkan. Tetzaveh was the instructions as to how to make the Big Tikkun. Pekude is the carrying out of those instructions of how to make the Big Tikkun. Okay, that's the basic idea. So, if that's the case, you could have had the entire Parshas Vayakel and Pekude in two words. The whole Parsha. The whole double Parsha. Two words. Vayazukin. And they did it. We need to have the entire repetition of all the details and all the construction. We had it already. It's already detailed to us, all the Mishkan, how many boards, how big they were, how to arrange it. All that stuff we had already. It doesn't have to tell me. And then they did every single thing exactly. And it tells us the entire details again. We know the details. Just say, and then Bnei Israel did it like Hashem told it, Moshe Rabbeinu. Why you got to repeat everything? So Chazal pick up on this. And Chazal say, Chaviva Maisa Abonim Mi Mitzvos Hashem. Hashem, so let's even make the question stronger. Okay, the question is even stronger. Because we know that, for example, all Hilchos Shabbos are hinted to from the juxtaposition of Shabbos to building the Mishkan. So we have a whole, like, Maseches Shabbos, all 156 daf of it, is a hint in a pasuk. And we need to repeat the entire instructions of the Mishkan, which was a one-off. It was a one-off. It never happened again in history. All the instructions, okay, the actual Kalim themselves, yes. We have to have an Aron, and we have to have Kruvim on the Aron, and we have to have a menorah and all that, yes. That does get very repeated. But the entire Mishkan, all the beams and the coverings and all that stuff, that was a one-off. They had one time in history, and that's it. They had a Mishkan. They built, first of all, the Mishkan itself that Moshe Rabbeinu built, they left in Eretz Yisrael, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, that was the place of the Mishkan. It was the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu himself had built. So they didn't have to rebuild it. And then later on, when they did build another Mishkan, because that Mishkan was buried, it was different. They didn't make it the exact same way that the Torah says it. So why does the Torah have to go on so great length of this? Why does the Torah have to tell us all the details that Bnei Israel did? So that's what Chazal say. Chazal say, Chaviva Maisa Habanim Mi Mitzvah Sa'av. The Maisa, the actions of the children, is more dear than the actual commands of Hashem himself. Meaning, in Hashem's eyes, for Hashem himself, it's much more dear to him. It's much more endearing to him. He loves it much more. Our actions, i.e., the building of the Mishkan, than even his own mitzvos. Even his own mitzvos, where then that's why some of his own mitzvos are only hinted to. Because he loves us and our actions more even than his own mitzvahs. That's what Chazal is saying. Why should this be? And why is it highlighted specifically by the building of the Mishkan? So think, shout it like this. What's the point of the whole world? What's the reason why Hashem created the world? So when we come from our perspective is that Hashem created us in order to give us Hana, like the Mishnah Sharon and Derech Hashem, right? But what was the, from Hashem's perspective, Kiviyahol, we can't obviously understand it for real, but from our simple understanding, why is Hashem creating the world? What's he trying to do? So it says in Chazal, his Iker reason, Hashem's Kiviyahol Iker reason was in order to have what's called Dira Batachtonim. And we've talked about this before. A Dira Batachtonim, a house amongst in our world. The Zohar calls all the mitzvos etzos. The Zohar calls the mitzvos etzos. What does etzos mean?
Advice.
All right. Now that doesn't mean that the mitzvah is just advice, you know, good advice that you can take or leave. That's not what it means. Okay, because mitzvah by definition is something that you're commanded to do. That's the definition of a mitzvah. So it's not voluntary. But what the Zohar means to say is that all of the mitzvahs are etzas in order to stay connected to Hashem, in order to keep Hashem in our lives. Every time we do a mitzvah, we're thinking about Hashem. We should be. We don't always do it, but because we do them by rote. But really, the mitzvahs are there, and the mitzvahs are so over, they're all-encompassing, right? Every moment of our life, from tying our shoelaces to how we... Part of my French, wipe ourselves in the bathroom. It's all in halacha, right? It's all dedicated. It's all dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because every single aspect of our life, can be used to remember Hashem and to be connected to Hashem. That's the point of it. That's why there are mitzvos. The mitzvos are there in order so that we can remember Hashem, right? Now, why? What's remembering Hashem? What does that have to do with what we're talking about? So the Kutzker Rebbe said, "Where is Hashem?" Famously, where did Hashem? He asked his Talmidim, "Where is Hashem?" I think we spoke about this. What? Wherever you let him in. Wherever you let him in. Those were his words. Wherever you let him in, meaning, because Rahu wants to be in our world. He wants to be here. You have to let him in. We're so self-consumed all the time. We're always thinking about ourselves constantly. I'm not saying this in a negative way. Just that's it. That's how we're wired. Because Baruch Hu wired us that way, right? But we have to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the mitzvos are etzas. It's an etzah. It's an advice of how you can keep remembering Hashem by putting on your right shoe first, by tying your left shoe first, right? Everything that we do in our waking moments is dictated by halacha. Because that is how we, if we think, which again, most people, we just do the halacha by rote, we don't think, but when we're tying on our shoes and putting them on in that weird way that we do in the morning, it's supposed to jive our memories and say, oh, wait a second, God, don't forget about the Bori. Don't forget about Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Zohar says. It's eitza, it's advice. It's good advice as to how the neshama, when it comes from Shemayim, it goes into our goof, how it can stay connected. It wants to stay connected to Hashem, right? So what's the goal of all mitzvos, essentially, if we say it like that? What's the goal of all the mitzvos? The goal of all the mitzvos is that we should think about Hashem. Why? So that we can bring Hashem into the world. That's what the Mishkan was. That's exactly what the Mishkan is. The Mishkan is building Hashem a dira b'tachtonim. Building Hashem a house, kiviyachol, in this world. The whole goal of the mitzvah is that we should think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and thereby...
And then by continue, Rabbi.
I was trying to continue, but slicha, slicha, slicha. We do the mitzvahs of Hashem, and that's what brings Hashem into our goof, and makes a dira for Taton, and makes a house for Hashem in this world, right? But the building of the Mishkan was actually kivyachol, a house for Hashem in this world, right? And so essentially, that's what this midrash is telling us. The midrash is telling us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu prefers our maisim to his mitzvos, meaning his mitzvos are an eitzah. His mitzvos are it's advice. It's a way to remember how we can achieve building a house for him in this world. But what we did in Parshas Vayakel, what we did in Parshas Vayakel Pekudei, we were mamish building it. We were mamish building Hashem's dwelling. That, for Hashem, that's more chodesh. That's more chodesh. So guys, again, we've talked about this before. We don't have a Mishkan. We don't have yet. Okay, Ezra Hashem, we'll have it soon. But at least the Dir Tachtonim that we can have inside of ourselves, like we've always spoken about, remembering that who we are, remembering the Kadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, doing the mitzvahs not by rote, but doing them because we're thinking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. I spoke on Sunday, for those of you that were there, I think everybody was there recently. I spoke on Sunday about how the Yetzer Hara takes over our identity. Takes over our identity. And that's why we're supposed to hate the Yetzer Hara. That's why the Yetzer Hara is called Safun, Tzfoni, in Gemara Sukkah. It's called Tzfoni because it's hidden. The Yetzer Hara is hidden. It hides inside of us. Okay? In The Usual Suspects, they say, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled is to convince the world he doesn't exist. You know what I'm talking about? The Usual Suspects. Okay? The greatest trick the devil ever pulled is to convince the world he doesn't exist. That's the Yetzer Hara. The greatest trick the Yetzer Hara pulls is to convince us that he's not there. That when I wake up in the morning and I don't want to get out of bed, it's I don't want to get out of bed. Not the Yetzer Hara is telling me not to get out of bed, but it's I don't want to get out of bed. And that's how we think. And that's how we always act. All right? We think it's me. We think it's ourselves. We have to remind ourselves it's not. It's the Yetzer Hara that's telling us and convincing us these things. And when we do mitzvos, when we do our mitzvos, those are eitzos. It's ways to remember who we are. When we start doing them by rote, that's a tragedy. Because we're doing the action of the remembrance without remembering. It's completely missing the point. I'm not saying you're not going to get reward. You get reward, of course. I don't know what you'll get. But living this world with an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and remembering who we are and not letting the Yetzer Hara steal our identity, we're going to miss out. So we have to train ourselves to think about before we do mitzvahs. It's one of the reasons why we make brachos before mitzvahs. Why the Chazal mitakin that we have to make brachos before we do a mitzvah? We're putting on a tefillin. We have to say a bracha. Why do we say a bracha before putting on a tefillin? One of the reasons why Chazal made that takana was so that we would think, what are we doing? I'm right now coming to do what Hashem commanded me to do. How does a bracha accomplish that? Because that's what it says in the bracha. It says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, blessed are you, God, the creator of the world, the master of the world, Asher kidishanu b'mitzvosav, who sanctified us with his commandments, v'tzivanu laniyot tefillin. And he commanded me to put on tefillin. And then I go and put it on, right? I'm thinking, I'm trying to awaken myself the awareness of what I'm doing. I'm about to do a mitzvah, which I should have kavana to do. Kavana of what? Kavana that I'm doing what Hashem told me to do because I want to get connected to Hashem. That's the etzah. That's the advice that Hashem gave me. That's what I'm trying to accomplish right now. And I don't want to do it by rote. I don't want to do it automatically. I want to actually think about what I'm doing and remember that I'm doing it as a commandment of Hashem. So I say a bracha and I say, I verbalize it. What's our problem? That the bracha is also by rote. We don't think about what we're saying in the bracha either. Right? So at this point, that's why at one point they started saying L'shem Yichuds. Right? They added in L'shem. We keep on adding more and more, right? Until eventually, I don't know. But the point is that we gotta don't let these opportunities slip by us. Every time we have an opportunity, we make a bracha. We make 100 brachas a day. Right? You're gonna go down now and you're gonna eat. Right? Besides for Izzy. Everyone's gonna go down now and eat. Right? You're gonna make a bracha before you eat. What's the point of that bracha? To remember Hashem. You're remembering Hashem. You're remembering that Hashem created this thing, like we spoke about this morning in the Renunciation. Right? every time I make a bracha, I'm thanking Hashem for creating this thing that I'm eating and enjoying, but I'm also thanking Hashem for the whole world. Keeping that connection. Keep the connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Israel Hashem will be zocher to have God awareness, live with Hashem in our lives, and
live life the way it should be lived. Shabbat.